Just then, Sampati, the elder brother of Jatayu, came out of his cave and perched on top of a mountain within the sight of all the monkeys. Being overjoyed, he said aloud to himself, "Oh, by the grace of providence, I have gotten some food after such a long time. When the monkeys begin to fall down dead from starvation, I shall then eat them one by one." Upon hearing this, Angada became agitated and then addressed Hanuman. "Oh, what a horrible fate we now face. This is all the doing of that evil Kaikeyi. First, she caused the destruction of the great soul Jatayu, then Bali, and now she will become the cause of our deaths as well." But this was the first time Sampati had heard of Jatayu's death, and so he requested, "Oh, please tell me all the details about the passing of my younger brother. I have become most pleased in hearing Jatayu's name being glorified by you, although I am distressed to hear of his death." "O best of the monkeys, I wish to beg one favor from you. You see, long ago the rays of the sun burned my wings, and now I cannot fly. So would you kindly help me to come down from this mountain peak?" Since only moments earlier Sampati had expressed his desire to eat them, the monkeys could not readily put much faith in his words. However, they reasoned, "But we are going to die in any case by fasting. So therefore, even if this gigantic vulture eats us alive, it only means that our suffering will end more quickly." The monkeys went and helped Sampati down from the mountaintop. As they climbed down, Angada told the entire story of Ram's exile and the heroic death of Jatayu. In turn, Sampati related his own history in a tearful voice. "Long, long ago, Jatayu and I wanted to test our prowess by challenging the King of Heaven. And after soaring high into the sky, up to the heavenly planets, indeed, we defeated Indra in battle. But then, having become very proud, we decided to rise up even higher. So thereafter, as we approached the sun, Jatayu grew faint from the great heat. To save Jatayu, I covered him with my wings, but in the process, my wings became burned, and I fell down onto the Vindhya Mountains." But then, Angada interrupted, "So if you are actually the elder brother of Jatayu, and you are our well-wisher, then please give us information about the abode of Ravana. Because I am now very old, and my wings are burnt, I am unable to physically serve Lord Ram, but at least I can do so with my power of speech. I was told that a young lady was carried away by Ravana, and while crying out, 'Ram! Ram!' she dropped some of her ornaments to the ground. I know that this Ravana is the king of the Rakshasas, and his kingdom, Lanka, is situated on an island 100 yojanas from the southern shore. Because I am a descendant of Vinata, my vision extends for more than 100 yojanas. Thus, I can see that golden city from here. And so, my dear monkeys, you will be able to find Sita in Lanka, guarded by the Rakshasas. So now, please grant me one favor. Take me to the ocean so that I can offer water for the departed soul of my brother Jatayu." And the monkeys were overjoyed to hear about Sita, thus casting aside their vow to fast until death. They took Sampati to the ocean and then quickly returned. Jambavan then asked Sampati, "So how did you come to learn that Sita had been abducted by Ravana?" "After my wings were burnt and I fell into the Vindhya mountains, my son Suparshva began to take care of me and bring me food. But once I was very hungry, and when Suparshva returned home without any food, I chastised him. O father, while searching for flesh today, I happened to see a giant Rakshasa carrying away a young woman through the air. I wanted to bring both of them to you to eat, but the Rakshasa asked me in a very friendly manner to allow him to pass by, and so I could not refuse his request. But afterwards, the Siddhas came and informed me that he was Ravana, and they said that it was fortunate for me that the Rakshasa had not killed me." Sampati could see that the monkeys were now confident of his friendship. He continued narrating his life story. "After I fell onto the Vindhya mountains, I remained unconscious for 6 days. And when I came to my senses, I went to see the great sage Nishakara, who was living nearby, and who was also known to my brother and me. When I met the rishi, he asked me how my wings had become burnt, and so I explained the entire incident. I told him that after falling from the sky and not hearing from my brother, I thus contemplated committing suicide by jumping from a mountain peak. As I stood before him, tears flowing from my eyes, Nishakara spoke, 'Do not despair, for I give you the following benediction. At a future date, when you give information to the monkeys about Sita, your wings will reappear along with renewed energy.' Saying this, the sage Nishakara retired to his cottage, and I crawled back to my place in the Vindhya mountains. And since then, I have simply waited for your arrival. And after 8,000 years, the rishi Nishakara gave up his body and went to heaven. In his absence, I had begun to doubt the validity of his words. And even as Sampati was speaking to the monkeys, a pair of wings sprouted from his body, and he felt a surge of youthful energy. With great delight, Sampati encouraged the monkeys to resume their search for Sita. And as Sampati soared into the sky, the monkeys headed south, rejuvenated with new hope.